So this is the monument for the Checkered House.
This was an abandoned farmhouse when Baum arrived on August 13, 1777. He's covered nearly 16 miles in one day. He still has at least a day's march before he can reach the supply depot in Bennington. While Baum sets up headquarters in the house, his men use the field here to corral horses. Both the British and the Indians have been taking horses and cattle from the settlers along this excursion.
So, are the Indians selling the horses they've stolen from the settlers to the British Army?
Oh, yes. But it was even more convoluted. In some cases, Burgoyne found out that the Indians were stealing horses from the back of his own line and selling them to the soldiers in the front.
Ha!
Burgoyne issued an order.
Do not purchase horses or cattle from the Indians.
But one of the primary reasons for Baum's expedition was to acquire horses and cattle. So...
that left taking animals from the settlers who had fled their farms.
By the way, I see that the Checkered House didn't get that name until much later. It became an inn on a stagecoach route. The checkered exterior was a 19th century marketing gimmick.
See? You can learn all kinds of things from the website.